Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hector Breno is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years, former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration in the Bush administration, George W., and the current chairman of the Latino Coalition, and a great national leader, great national business leader. Hector, thanks again for being here. You're in Orlando for an event that our mutual friend Giovanni Cortolo told us about last week when he was on the show, the board of directors meeting for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. You're part of that that leadership and as a member. So what are some of the issues that you're bringing to the table for this group?
Well, Jim, thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, we're here for our winter meeting, if you will, and it's a great place to do it. It's a beautiful state of Florida. But we're in Orlando. We're going to be here for the next 2 days. Obviously, it's our board meeting, but we also will have a number of speakers from business and also from government that will speak to our board of directors. But, you know, what we're always talking about is what do we need to do as a collective organization? And remember, U.S. Chamber is large Fortune 500 companies, mid-sized companies, and small businesses all working together. What do we need to do to have a better environment for our businesses? You know, the elephant in the room always is the fact that our economy still is not growing the way that it needs
1%
to grow.
1% in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Think about this. Yeah. Think about this. The last two first quarters, 14 and 15, we had negative GDP, a quarter away from a technical recession. In the fourth quarter of 2015, we had 1% growth in the quarter where you have the biggest shopping season in the year. We had 1% growth. What does that tell you?
That's absolutely right. And you know, when you're not getting that kind of growth, there's no way that your economy is going to create the millions of jobs that we need. There's still tens of millions of people that are not working. There's no way that you're going to have the confidence to be able to invest in new plants, new equipment, new inventory. You're not going to have the kind of innovation and productivity that you need, again, to make that economy sustainable over the long term. And so, you know, I don't think people are listening to the happy talk that we hear sometimes from Washington with everything is great, everything's wonderful, everybody's happy. It's not the truth. And so what we're doing...
They're not talking to small business owners, I'll tell you that.
No. You and I were talking about this before. I'm not sure they've ever talked to small business owners. I'm not sure that they really care or understand what it is that we go through. 27 million small business men and women.
Have you ever observed a president who was as disengaged from the economy as this president is?
Well, you know, I've worked for a couple of presidents and presidential candidates, and that usually is their job number one.
Yeah.
In this particular case, I think job number one kind of changes from month to month, but it doesn't feel like it's the small business community. And obviously, small businesses are still experiencing a lot of headwinds. You and I talked about that.
We feel like the administration thinks we're the enemy.
Well, you know, you remember these comments that they've made over the years, you know, you didn't build it.
We really do. I mean, this is not some editorializing on my part, Hector. You know that. We really feel like some of the things that they do, some of the things they say, it's as if, you know, what can we do to Main Street, not for Main Street?
Well, and I think this has also become an issue in the campaign, and not directly, but I think a lot of Americans are saying, listen, the politicians don't get it. They don't understand what we do every single day. And we need somebody that understands that better, that maybe had that experience.
Do you think there will be a bond that Trump will build with business owners, even who disagree with him on a number of issues? Do you think that the fact that he's made a payroll, he's actually hired people, and he knows what it's like to succeed and to fail. Well, you know, when people throw rocks at him for failing, and I'm not supporting him, but when people throw rocks at him for his failures, you know what? I'm okay with a leader who's failed.
Right. Well, you and I both know that you never succeed unless you failed a bunch of times.
That's right.
You succeeded. Look, I think that has given him an opening, and I think I know a lot of people that are taking a hard look at him because of that business background. But I think one of the things that's happening now as well, Jim, is they're starting to peel back the onion on what is that business background, because not everything that he said is absolutely accurate. So, you know, I think, you know, he's got a number of business issues now, and some of those things have come out in the debate. So we're going to have to see how that plays out. But the point is that I think business people and Americans in general are saying these guys don't get us, and we're basically done with them, and we need to find other.
You're talking about the political class, the people that are there now.
And I think you and I were talking about this before the call. It just is a reflection of the frustration and the anger of the electorate, and I'm talking about the total electorate. That's why, as you said, you can have a socialist doing so well on the Democratic side, and then you can have
Bernie and Trump are the recipients of the same anger, just in different parties, aren't they?
Yeah, this was like a movie, right? That we didn't expect to be seen.
That's right.
And that's where we wanted to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the website again, Hector.
TheLatinoCoalition.com.
Tell us about it.
You and I were talking. This is an organization that's been around for 20 years, and we do major events across the country, as you know, and I thank you so much for your support. Every year we do America's Small Business Summit with the U.S. Chamber in Washington.
This year is
going to be one of the biggest events, June 13th through the 15th. So we want everybody to come back and visit with us and start being part of the solution.
Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, the author of The Engine of America. Hector and I will be right back. Tim Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.